Hay State wheat breeder Alan Fritz gave an early report on two hard red winter wheat lines expected for release later this year by Kansas State University. Fritz said the two new lines planned for central Kansas growing conditions show promise for leaf rust resistance and have performed well in university trials. The varieties aren't named yet, so they're referred to by their experimental numbers. One variety, KS09049K8, is the offspring of two Kansas varieties, Duster and Overly, with a little bit of spring wheat from CIMMYT, the International Maize and Wheat Improvement Center that has a headquarters in Mexico City. Fritz said it's a medium-early variety, and it's really the culmination of our efforts to breed race non-specific lines for leaf rust resistance. This holds up very well to leaf rust. He said the new wheat line is moderately tolerant on acid soils and has very good tillering capacity. The quality of this one is good, and the other thing I like about it is it does have some Hessian fly resistance. The line is moderately susceptible to stripe rust. He said, I would say the resistance is good enough to give you a broader window for fungicide application. With this line, you should have enough stripe rust resistance, so I would put it in the moderately susceptible category. If it's a stripe rust kind of year, like this year in many places, then you would definitely want to put a fungicide on it. While this line has not yet been named, Fritz said he and others are considering a name to honor former U.S. Department of Agriculture entomologist Jim Hatchett, who was based in Manhattan and contributed to wheat breeding in the Great Plains. A second wheat line ready for release is currently known as KS12DH015688, which has lineage connected to an Oklahoma State University wheat named Gallagher. According to Fritz, we're thinking of naming it KS Ahern. This wheat line is a late-maturing variety that has effective levels of leaf and stripe rust resistance. This one is more intermediate on acidic soils, so if you're getting into soils with fairly low pH levels, I might lean toward planting something else. But this one will handle soils with pH levels down to at least 5, and maybe even a little lower than that. He called the quality of this wheat line good but not great, with yield potential on the higher end. He said even though it's a later maturing line, it has performed better in south central Kansas. Fritz said both of the lines are susceptible to fusarium, and thus he does not suggest either as an option in no-till fields following corn. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marsha Boswell.